Ray Charles, you know, just to see what it was about. What's this man's life about? And when I read the script, it was like, wow. You know, if we get this right, this will be very, very, very powerful. And then we just moved on. Met Taylor Hackford. Very big fan of his. Idolmaker, Devil's Advocate, and Officer and a Gentleman, you know, great director. And that's when you know you got something great. When you got a great story to tell and somebody who knows how to tell it, and Taylor Hackford, you got to get up and go. I walk around 190 pounds. I had to lose like 33 pounds. I was 157 pounds. You know, put the prosthetics on my eyes so I couldn't see. And it was real important to be able to not cheat, you know, like, because we felt that Ray Charles couldn't cheat in his life. So we had to make sure that we had that real feeling of being, you know, in the dark and not being able to open your eyes and kind of get your bearings, but just actually live through it. And it really helped in the character because, you know, you could kind of feel Ray Charles's voice as opposed to cheating it. I mean, when I say voice, meaning really having his, having what his life was like. When people would say lunch and everybody would leave and go to lunch and leave me, you know, to eat lunch, you know, with no sight. So said all the times that they've done that to Ray Charles until finally they realized that he was this, you know, this icon, and they started bringing the lunch to him. Which helped immensely because it goes from 45 music cues that if I couldn't play to 96 music cues. And we really wanted to nail those performance parts, because once you nail the performance parts, then you really understood, you know, people really get a chance to get into it, you know, as opposed to looking at somebody else's hands and going to the face. And, you know, we don't want it to look hokey. It's different. Yeah, it's different, you know, but it's, you know, it's so welcoming. Like, when you welcome the challenges and try to stretch and grow, and if you do stretch and grow and make it, you know, make it decent enough that people enjoy it, that's when you know you're doing, you know, you're doing pretty good. Pretty good at what you're doing. Everything. I mean, you know, he was, you know, black, white, everybody in between listened to his music. So he was really the first internet connection, you know, connecting everybody together, you know. And that's how it impacted, because when you see that smile and when you see that rocking back and forth and that piano and that jacket and that bow tie, that's culture. Oh, yeah, we're ready because we come from the South, so we understand what the music is about and what the people are about in the South and how you had to break up some of those things and how people, you know, view things in the South, and to just make that music so universal and so international that the music just overcomes all of that ignorance sometimes of the things you can get in the South. And so we definitely understood it. Having moms that were very strict and stern and everything like that, which is what I came from, so... It was a part, you know, meant for me to play, I believe. I'm through with
romance. We're giving you a state-of-the-art deal here. I think I'll produce my own records. I was wondering if I could own my masters, too.
Ray, we've never done that before.
That's a better deal than Sinatra gets.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx. A Taylor Hackford film.